Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with the Community Comment. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and I have so many things to be thankful for. Too many to bore you all with, but I will say I'm thankful for my wife, who has the burden of caring for me and my disabilities. Also, for those who make my life a little easier by opening doors, picking up things that I have dropped, and many other seemingly insignificant things that do make my life easier. Many of us have Thanksgiving or other holiday traditions that make us look forward to those holidays. Our family's long-time tradition for Thanksgiving was having Swedish potato dumplings. It involves peeling about 30 pounds or so of potatoes, more or less, depending on the size of the crowd, chopping some onions and grinding them together. When I was little, my folks used a hand grinder, and it was quite a project. Later on, we got food processors, and they simplified things somewhat. Due to family changes, such as grandkids going off to college and other things, we haven't had them for a couple of years. So, this year, with a little prodding, my son Rick is taking over the leadership of the project, and my son-in-law Jim and I are the potato peelers. Rick will grind them at his work, where they have a grinder. Then we will mix the ground potatoes and onions together, squeeze the moisture out of the mix, add Wonder flour, make softball-sized balls, put a dab of ground or diced salt pork in the center, and simmer them for an hour or so until they float. They are uglier than sin, but boy, do they taste good. Everybody takes some home, and we slice and fry them for breakfast for a couple of days. As my grandson Nathan, who is away at Fresno State, where he is first string nose guard, says, I sure do miss those yummy things. We have a turkey for the weekend, but as John Sapper suggested, we won't thaw it in the refrigerator for 5 days, as it is about a 12-pounder. I will put it in a bucket or in a sink, such as a laundry sink, overnight in tepid water, and it will pretty well thaw overnight with a change of water or two. Then it will go into the fridge. As I said in a recent talk shop, there are as many ways of preparing and cooking turkeys as there are people who are cooking or preparing them. Add some stuffing, mashed potatoes and gravy, some cranberry sauce, some candied yams, some pecan and pumpkin pie, and whatever else floats your boat, and you have a real meal. I have to say goodbye to another good friend, Donna Gift, of the Iaquay Gift Ranch family. Iaquay is south of Neyland and in some beautiful cattle, sheep, and goat ranching country. I dealt with many of the ranching families when I worked at Norris Market, now Myrtle Avenue Market. In a small to medium store like that, you really get to know your customers. And I was able to visit with them at the ranch a couple times. So, happy Thanksgiving. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.